Well, we've been so busy this morning talking about the state of the world, we haven't gotten to one of the cool stories, which was the Oscar nominations that came out today. So we wanted to check in with our good friend Jackson Murphy, a.k.a. Lights, Camera Jackson, who is a film critic and has been doing reviews for many years in our region, and we're thrilled to have him to look at this year, look at the nominations, what has been nominated, what perhaps should have been nominated and wasn't, what was nominated perhaps and shouldn't have been.
You're covering them all, Joe.
They're all there.
Yes.
They're all there. Jackson is the man behind the entertainment website Lights, Camera, Jackson. He joins us this morning to talk about Academy Award nominations. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Ooh, I'm great. Thanks for having me back.
Nice to have you back on the program. So what a morning. They announced the nominations at 8:30 this morning, 5:30 on the West Coast. Hollywood had to wake up this morning. And
yeah.
So we'll stick with some of the major categories, although I have to say, I'll just say this off the bat. I'm bereft by the fact that Won't You Be My Neighbor wasn't nominated.
You know, these popular documentaries every year, Blackfish from several years ago, Life Itself, the Roger Ebert documentary, now this, and there's a few others too. They all seem to get snubbed by the Academy. It's crazy, but that film and Three Identical Strangers, also really good.
Three Identical Strangers. Both snubbed. But we did get RBG, so we'll take that. Okay, now let's get to the major categories. Best Picture, any surprises for you there?
I think no Beale Street. No If Beale Street Could Talk. Anna Pierna not happy about that. Also, First Man and Mary Poppins Returns were Critics' Choice Best Picture nominees. They did not get in. Bohemian Rhapsody is your huge surprise there. But I guess it's got this momentum right now. People are going to debate this, though, for years, Joe, of why it's in the category.
Black Panther, Black Klansman, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, A Star Is Born, and Vice. So right now, on the 22nd, the day of the nominations, does there seem to be a favorite besides perhaps The Favorite with a U?
It's Roma. I think Roma's going to win Best Picture. As of right now, it co-leads the nominations today, along with The Favorite, with 10 each. Maybe A Star Is Born because Bradley Cooper got snubbed in Best Director.
Yep.
But I feel like it's Roma. The Academy seemed to absolutely love this movie.
And with good reason. It's a beautiful film.
It's a good film. I think it's slightly overrated. I didn't find it emotionally compelling. Not on my top 10 list, maybe not even in my top 30 for the year. But it got a bunch of nominations. I think Cuarón is probably a lock for director at this point and the film for picture.
And you mentioned it, but yes, it was a surprise. I thought, well, maybe the Oscars will treat A Star Is Born better than the Globes did.
Mm.
And then when I saw that Bradley Cooper wasn't nominated, I thought, well, maybe not.
Yeah, no Bradley Cooper, no Peter Farrelly as well for Green Book. Green Book winning Producers Guild of America Best Picture the other night. Does this hurt its chances a little bit? I think the answer to that is yes.
Lead actor Christian Bale in Vice, Bradley Cooper in A Star Is Born, Willem Dafoe at Eternity's Gate, Rami Malek in Bohemian Rhapsody, and Viggo Mortensen in Green Book. Any noticeable absences there?
Ryan Gosling is a noticeable absence. A lot of people upset about Ethan Hawke for First Reformed. He's really good. John David Washington. But yeah, that fifth slot, who was it going to go to? And it went to Willem Dafoe. And I'm very glad he is so good in At Eternity's Gate as Vincent Van Gogh. Great performance.
Terrific stuff. And who do you think will win?
A lot of people think Cooper. I just don't see it. It's got to be Rami Malek. Christian Bale would be too typical for the Academy to do that, though they loved Vice. I'd love to see Rami Malek take it.
The great thing, and I'm going to ask you this throughout the segment, the great thing about this, though, is that in 6 weeks, we'll probably be telling, like, the tides could turn very well on a lot of these.
Absolutely. Things go up and down all the time.
Yeah.
Movies come out too early. They hit just that sweet spot, or they come out too late. A few years ago, American Sniper was too late, Birdman too early, Theory of Everything. Eddie Redmayne was your lead actor winner.
Okay. Lead actress, let's go. So we have Glenn Close and The Wife, which she's so far has won pretty much everything.
She's probably going to win, yes.
And my God, what a performance.
It's a great performance. It's a lot of emotional expressions. And Sony Classics held this movie for a year to release it this award season instead of last year, and it was a very smart decision because she is the front runner.
I was sorry to see actually Jonathan Pryce not getting a nomination, but it was.
I know. I thought he was going to be the surprise. I really thought he was going to be the acting surprise and supporting actor today.
Okay, and then Melissa McCarthy got nominated.
Yes. Glad about that, because she's great. This is the performance I was waiting for months and months, for her to finally do a drama, and the Academy embraced it.
Lady Gaga, of course, one was a tie.
It was a tie, and I was there, and it was an unbelievable moment. They announced Glenn Close first. I was at Critics' Choice last Sunday in Los Angeles, and they announced Glenn Close first, and everybody was happy. But when Gaga won, everybody stood up. It was an immediate standing ovation, rousing. She's the people's choice for this category, for sure.
And so how well will she do? We don't know. Olivia Colman also for The Favourite, and then Yalitza.
Yes, Yalitza Aparicio for Roma.
You say that, yes.
Yes, who got the slot that should have gone to Emily Blunt for Mary Poppins Returns, but when Emily didn't get a British Academy BAFTA nomination a couple weeks ago, and it went to Viola Davis for Widows instead, I thought, gee, the Academy's probably not going to honor her. It went to Yalitza, and it is a good performance from her.
So then we'll go to supporting actor, I think, have I seen all these films? Yeah, so this is an interesting category too. Mahershala Ali for Green Book, Adam Driver for BlacKkKlansman, Sam Elliott for A Star Is Born, go Sam Elliott, Sam Rockwell for Vice, and Richard Grant for Can You Forgive? Can You Ever Forgive Me?
Yeah, and I met Richard E. Grant at Critics' Choice, and he's so honored to have been nominated for that, to be nominated for the SAG Awards, which are this Sunday, which I also vote for, and now to be nominated for the Academy Award. He already posted a video on his Twitter and Instagram thanking the Academy very much for this nomination. I think it's going to go to Mahershala probably, second time in 3 years, but again, tide could change, and it could go to Richard E. Grant in a few weeks.
And then what do you think about, because Green Book is interesting, because in the Globes, people were surprised that Green Book did as well as it did in the Globes.
Correct. It won Best Picture, Comedy, or Musical, and Mahershala for Supporting Actor. Again, with no Peter Farrelly today, even though it's up for original screenplay and several other categories, I think it loses just a bit of momentum, but it could change.
All right, run down supporting actress for us.
We've got Amy Adams for Vice, her sixth nomination. It's a competition between her and Regina King for Beale Street Could Talk. You've got the two women from The Favourite, Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz. And then Marina de Tavira for Roma, who was the huge acting surprise today. She hadn't been nominated for any of the others yet for her performance in Roma. And I still think it's between Amy Adams and Regina King. Amy Adams will probably win Sunday at SAG, because Regina King is not nominated at SAG, and then maybe the Academy will still give it to Regina.
And maybe only because it's the nomination that's the way to support the film otherwise, right?
Yeah, it didn't get much else. I think adapted screenplay for Barry Jenkins. He didn't get director, and Beale Street not up for Best Picture.
What are the categories? Any other categories you're interested in that you think deserve our attention?
I think animated feature is pretty straightforward. I will say Early Man, which was the Aardman animated movie, the stop motion film that came out almost a year ago.
Wallace and Gromit.
That's
fame,
right,
folks.
Becomes the first stop motion animated movie released since 2005 to not get a Best Animated Feature Oscar nomination. 13 others have, including Isle of Dogs today. Early Man becomes the first one. I also want to give a shout out to The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, because I am thrilled it is up for adapted screenplay and original song in another category as well. Three nominations, as somebody wrote on social media today. People are going to be going to Netflix watching this movie tonight. Thrilled for them.
And then let's real quick, we'll go to documentary feature. It's Free Solo, Hale County This Morning, This Evening, Minding the Gap of Fathers and Sons and RBG. And, as we indicated earlier,
Probably Free
Favorite.
Solo. Free Solo had a huge momentum at the Critics' Choice Documentary Awards. I was there in Brooklyn in November. We gave Won't You Be My Neighbor Best Documentary of the Year, but Free Solo got a bunch of other awards. I think it's between that and RBG. I thought Felicity Jones for playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg in On the Basis of Sex might get a surprise nomination today, but that didn't happen.
No, and really no love for that film at all.
No, it came out too late, and the Academy didn't embrace it, didn't see it in time. Same with Nicole Kidman for Destroyer. She could have gotten in for either movie, Destroyer or Boy Erased.
Yeah.
And that didn't happen for Nicole Kidman. So, yeah, Kidman goes 0-2. Emily Blunt goes 0-2 for Mary Poppins and A Quiet Place.
Yeah, nothing happened. The movies that were considered early favorites, Boy Erased, Beautiful Boy, what else?
Yeah, Timothée Chalamet is statistically in the acting categories the biggest snub of the day, because his performance in Beautiful Boy got Globe, SAG, Critics' Choice, and BAFTA, but not here at the Academy Awards.
It seems odd that Lucas Hedges was in, I think, every film that was released.
Every movie. Every single film.
He didn't get a nomination.
No, that's too bad.
Maybe he'll still get a Tony for being on
that's
being
right.
The Waverly
he's on,
Gallery.
He's on Broadway right now. And Christopher Robin, a film that you didn't love as
I didn't
much.
Love it, but I I'm glad I saw it now.
Yeah, visual effects nomination with Ready Player One, one of my favorites of the year. That's a good category, actually, because First Man is at least in that, and Avengers Infinity War is very good. Solo's okay, but I'd love to see Christopher Robin win that category.
I'm excited about that because I would have never seen Avengers otherwise, and now I have to see it.
You got to see Avengers. It's fantastic.
Yeah, all right.
Yes, all the superheroes come together, and the ending, you still don't know what happens at the end of Avengers Infinity War.
Well, there you go. Sign me up.
Yeah.
You pay all that money and you still don't know what happens at the end. Excellent. Well, Jackson Murphy is our guest this morning. He is a film critic. He is the man behind Lights, Camera, Jackson. You can find him online. Also, there's a link on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. Thanks for making the quick turnaround and making sense of all this in such a short order.
Absolutely. Thank you, Joe,
always
very much.
Good to have you. We'll have you back closer to the big day, and we'll see where we are then.
Fantastic.
Jackson Murphy is our guest. Again, you can find out more at wamc.org/roundtable. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.